Billingsgate Shoal by Rick Boyer. Dedication. For my parents, Betty and Paul Boyer, and for Tiny. Loomings. Call me Doc. I'm Charles Adams, a doctor who lives with his wife Mary and two almost grown sons in Concord, Massachusetts. I'm an oral surgeon, a cross between a doctor and a dentist, who performs tooth extractions and general and cosmetic surgery of the lower face and jaw. My most interesting recent operation was quick, spontaneous, and without benefit of surgeon's tools or anesthetic. I cut a human head in two right down the middle, deliberately. The operation was a success because the patient died. Listen, I didn't ask for any of it. If anyone had told me that all the pain and killing would begin with my sneaking a look at a stranded fishing boat, I would have called them nuts. Sure looked innocent enough. It was just sitting out there on the sand flats. It looked like a Winslow Homer watercolor. Chapter 1. 2.5 miles directly offshore from our cottage in Eastham, Massachusetts on Cape Cod, lies Billingsgate Shoal. It appears on nautical charts in a color between that of either land or sea. This is because Billingsgate is a sunken island and is visible only briefly in all its soggy splendor, twice a day at tide's farthest ebb. The body of water that surrounds the island in this corner of Cape Cod Bay is called Billingsgate Sound and stretches around the sunken island from Eastham on the south to the entrance of Wellfleet Harbor on the north. The sound is a bank rich in mollusks, especially the large marine clam called quahog, which is excellent in chowder, and the small, delicate, and tasty bay scallop, not to be confused with its larger cousin, the sea scallop. Besides the proper conditions to promote the growth...